This week in the State Line is on the air. I am Steve Summers, joined by John Flanagan from the Rock River Hog Hunters. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. Doing well. How are you?
Thanks for joining in today. The first day of spring, the first weekend of spring underway. So we thought it's time to start talking about fishing on the Rock River. And you have an incredible tournament coming up that you do each and every spring. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Rock River Open?
Certainly. So this is our 31st annual Rock River Open tournament. Would have been the 32nd had we not had to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic last year. The tournament's going to be held Sunday, April 25th at Wooten Park in Beloit, Wisconsin. It's basically across the street from the Rock Bar and Grill.
Wow. Okay. So this has been going on for many, many years. The club was founded when then?
The club was founded, from my understanding, sometime in the mid-80s, I believe around 1983. Wow. So almost 4 years.
Excellent. So the date is in April, you said, correct? And what is the fee to get in, and how do we go about joining the club and fishing and everything?
Okay, so the date is April 25th. The tournament hours are from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Entry fee is $100 per two-man team. Represents a payout to the top 20% of the, it's an 80% payback after expenses and 100% out on the big bass competition should the team members elect to enter that. The form can be found on Facebook. Just do a search for Rockford Hog Hunters, H-A-W-D, or on our website at www.sshog.com. Also spelled B-A-S-S-H-A-W-G. A portion of these proceeds go to the Crohn's and Colitis Research Foundation. And so it gives anglers an opportunity to come out and compete, show what they have with the bills on the Rock River, and contribute to a charity as well.
How great to have a non-for-profit club, not only, you know, enjoy fishing and get guys together and gals together to go on the Rock River and utilize one of our greatest features, but also to help out different charitable organizations. So it's kind of like non-charity giving it to other charitable organizations. That's so cool.
Certainly is.
So, and again, we can sign up by going to the website, which is
www.basshaug.com, spelled B-A-S-S-H-A-U-G, or you can find us on Facebook if you do it with Rockford Hog Hunters.
All right, so hog, H-A-W-G, right? It's a fish. That's what they, the nickname for bass?
Yeah, it is a nickname for a large fish, yes.
All right, so what was the biggest bass ever caught through your tournament? I know somebody's got a record of this somewhere, because that'd be something to brag about.
Through our tournament, I don't typically, but I believe it was over 5 pounds. That's a good fish for this reef.
Wow, and that was pulled out of the Rock River, do you know?
Yes.
All right. So what are people, I shouldn't say this, but what are people pulling out of the Rock River other than what you would say, like tires and washers and dishwashers and stuff? But
well, probably black bass, the largemouth or smallmouth variety.
All right. So if you catch something else while you're in this tournament, and a two-man team is $100 to get in, you have to throw those back. And if it's a bass, you keep it and you try to get in on the tournament fund, right?
Correct. The tournament is only largemouth and smallmouth bass.
And I remember being a part of this tournament for a couple of years where you actually release the fish that are caught if they can be, correct?
We release all fish.
Isn't that crazy?
That's good. A requirement of the tournament.
That is so, so good. So Rockford Hog Hunters annual Rock River Team Bash Fishing Tournament is on. Woo, take that, COVID-19, right? It's coming up.
Absolutely.
April 25th.
We're looking forward to it.
Well, good luck to you, John. Thanks for hopping on quickly and giving us an update about the fishing tournament. And fish on, have a great time, and stay safe on the Rock River.
Thank you, Steve.
This weekend, the State Line continues in a moment.